Okay. I am going to call the September 21st, 2008 public session of the Pacifica National Board to order. I'm going to appoint Bonnie Simmons as the timekeeper under the condition that she use Jack Van Aken's cell phone. Okay, and I will, one of the audience members asked that in the roll call of the public session that each member identify the signal area that they are from and the city that they live in, and I would like you to do that upon the roll call, and I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Grace Aaron. Nia Bediaco.
Present, WBAI, the most expensive city in the network.
Evelyn Bethune.
Dr. Evelyn Bethune from KPFT in Houston, Texas.
Carolyn Burden.
Carolyn Burden from WBAI.
AC Bird. AC Bird
from Washington, D.C.
Kathy Davis.
Kathy Davis from WBAI New York, and I live in the People's Republic of Brooklyn.
Zakai Free.
WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Sherry Gendelman.
KPFA, Berkeley, San Francisco, Oakland, Richmond, Northern California.
Ambrose Lane.
WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Efia Nwangaza.
WMXPLP, Greenville, South Carolina, the voice of the people, the Malcolm X Experience.
Margaret Prescott.
KPFK, volunteer programmer, host of Sojourner Truth, Los Angeles.
Sar Randhawa.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry.
Sar Randhawa from KPFA in Berkeley, California.
George Reiter.
George Reiter, KPFT, Houston.
Rob Robinson.
Rob Robinson, WPFW, Washington, D.C.
Jamie Ross.
Here from WBAI, New York, the most populous listening area in the network.
Wendy Schrell.
Wendy Schrell, KPFT, Houston. We don't like Ike.
Bonnie Simmons,
KPFA, and I reside in the finest city in the land, Oakland, California.
Lori Taguma is not present. Jack Van Aken,
KPFK, Los Angeles.
Joe Wanzala.
Present, KPFA.
Yosh Yamanaka.
KPFK, Los Angeles.
And Mike Martin from Texas is not able to come because he doesn't like Ike either. Nicole Sawaya.
Present, San Francisco.
Mary Berg, the secretary, and I am from Berkeley, California. Dan Siegel.
Present, Dan Siegel. I live in KPFA signal area in Oakland.
Okay. I have some housekeeping business before we begin this session and announcements. So I want to, for the final time, thank the WPFW LSB for their hosting of the PMB event. It was the most gracious, the most family, the most welcoming, the least corporate. There's Gloria, our morning sunshine, afternoon sunshine. And
woo, Gloria! Yeah, Gloria!
Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you.
And Gloria has agreed to give us the home address and phone number of the woman that made those crab cakes. So.
Salmon cakes.
Salmon cakes, excuse me. They were great, whatever, the cakes. And I also want to thank Jim Brown, who I saw earlier but I don't see now, again, for his orchestration of hosting our stay here for 3 days. It was, I must say, the most cost-effective PMB meeting that we have had in many, many years. We reduced the cost of this meeting by at least $35,000 to $40,000. So. I want to thank the national staff who are present here, the technicians in the back of the room, Delise and John, for their performance of their job above and beyond the call of duty. And I would like to also thank the national office staff who are not here. I want to thank Donna Gates, Lynn Magno. I'm always saying Mango. Lynn Magno and Stephen Shen. Donna worked very hard on the logistics and getting calls from us, including up until the middle of the night, Thursday night, very early Friday morning, and I appreciate her work on our behalf. Lynn and Stephen, over the course of the last few months, have worked assiduously to bring clarity to the financial situation of the station, and I appreciate that very much under the direction of Nicole Sawaya. Transparency has blossomed at Pacifica, and I very much appreciate that. While I'm on the topic of Nicole Sawaya, I am very sad to announce that Nicole will be leaving Pacifica. We have benefited greatly and been blessed by her years of experience and talent, and we will sorely miss her. Hopefully she will continue to consult with us so that we can grow into our full potential and become an actual media network. I want to thank Dan Siegel for his service to Pacifica. He has attended all of our board meetings and sat through these with us. He has been incredibly generous in his service to us, and I very much appreciate everything that Dan has done for us, and I do thank him very much. And I especially also want to acknowledge and the absence of Mike Martin, one of the three members from Houston, and I want to acknowledge the presence of the three members who are here from Houston under extreme disaster conditions. Three people made their way to the Pacifica board to participate with us, and one was unable to do so because of the enormous damage that was his property experienced, and he had to remain behind to find housing for his wife and children. And his presence was missed. What?
No, go ahead.
Brian? Oh, thank you. Right. And in place of Mike Martin, the second in command of the National Finance Committee, the treasurer of the KPFA local station board took a midnight special Friday night, and his presence really helped to inform the board in its decision-making process, approving budgets, many of which were approved in public session. And, Brian, some of you had the opportunity to benefit from seeing his intelligence and clarity on financial issues. And I very much appreciate his being here as well. I also very much thank Ambrose Lane, who is struggling towards health and who has brought himself to these meetings under what is very apparently great physical stress. And I really, really thank you for being here and for all of your contribution to Pacifica and WPFW throughout these years. You bring an incredible amount of dignity and integrity to these proceedings, and I thank you very much, Ambrose.
So moved.
Margaret.
Yeah, just a point of personal privilege very, very quickly.
This is our first in-person meeting, I think, since we got the news of the death of a former board member, Don White, out of Los Angeles, out of KPFK, who served on the PMB for many, many years and served the Pacifica Foundation for many, many more years. He was a member of the audit committee, and which Nia chairs. And Nia might want to say a sentence or two about Don, after which it would be wonderful if we could all join in saying Don White presente. That is a tradition. He worked on Central America issues for a very long time, and when a comrade has fallen, we always say presente. So if we could just have a minute to do for Nia to just say a sentence or two from the audit committee, and then Don White presente in recognition and in memory of Don.
Nia.
Okay. Thanks, Margaret. I was going to do it very briefly. During my audit committee report, Don has been a member of the audit committee for 2 years, and always, like Margaret says, he always says presente. It's very painful for me as the chair of the audit committee because he, you know, although when Don disagreed with us and he said, "I respectfully disagree," he really meant that he respectfully disagree. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, Ifeo.
My name is Ifeo Wangaza. I'm the chair of the Affiliates Task Force and the affiliate representative on the PMB. Don also served on the Affiliates Task Force, recognizing and encouraging the members of the task force to help to spread the Pacifica message, to enhance and extend the Pacifica mission, recognizing that communications is a lifeline and not a commodity. So we want, we also recognized him and indeed made contributions to the grassroots radio conference in his name, in memoriam to him, to continue the work that he did during his lifetime.
Okay. If we would just join us in saying, I'll say Don White, we could all say Don White presente, okay?
Don White presente.
Okay, thank you. We are going to, we have public comment. We have a presentation in public session, and we have an audit committee report that is essential. We said that we were going to do it. It's going to be a battle. We're in public session.